What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Get Your Money Right, Get the Fuck Out of the West, and Fuck Hot Bitches. So as you guys know by now, I'm out here in Chicamocha National Park. It's obviously a national park here in Colombia. It's high up in the mountains. You have to remember guys, Colombia is by the equator. So Colombia is not in a cold, it's not in a cold latitude. In fact, Colombia, if you're by the sea like Cartagena, Colombia is even worse than Florida, okay? Because it's very close to the equator, okay? But the good thing about Colombia is that most Colombian cities are high up in the mountains or in the highlands, you know? Bucaramanga is up in the highlands. I'm halfway between Bucaramanga, where I was, and between, San Gil. I'm going off to San Gil. San Gil is like the adventure part of Colombia. They have paragliding, whitewater rafting. I'm only going to be there for a day because, as you guys know, I'm here to do some dental work. This is a temporary teeth until they get my epoxy teeth tooth ready. So I don't know if I'm gonna be doing any bungee jumping or any paragliding or any whitewater rafting this time around. Well, I am doing rafting, you know. Granted, it's rafting at an aqua park, but hey, it still counts, right? So I had a viewer hit me up a couple of days ago saying, hey, Amr, you're always telling us to do retarded jobs that require no skills and a monkey can do it. Can you make a video about it? Why do you do stuff like that? Okay, so this video really is for that viewer and a lot of people like him. Okay, guys, if you are living in the West, okay, if you're living in America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, anywhere in the West, Germany, UK, and assuming you're not Coach Bitch Pill, low IQ, or Yogi Obes short, because you know Yogi Obes can't reach the pedals. So if you're living in the West and you are not retarded or you're not a midget, then shame on you if you are not here doing what I'm doing. As you guys know, I deliver pizza, okay? I do like Uber Eats, DoorDash. I make $20 an hour pretty much abusing my car, okay? That's what I do, okay? There is nothing lower than the gig economy. Whether you're delivering pizza, you're doing passengers, I don't do passengers. I do, you know, when I did taxi, I did that. I think you're fucking retarded to take passengers in your regular car, man. At least with the taxi, you know, you got a taxi cab company behind you. You got the city behind you. You know, if you're an Uber driver, you know, who's gonna come to your aid if something bad happens, you know? Uber is simply gonna fucking, cut your contract, you know. They're simply gonna deactivate you and say, oh yeah, he was one of our contractors, but you know, we got rid of him, so oh well, you're on your own. So I think you're retarded if you do passenger delivery in your own private car, you know. But that video is not about that, okay? This video is for people out there who need to get the fuck out of the West, man. I know, in America, you work 10 hours a day, 8 days a week, and you are still behind on your rent in America. Guys, you cannot continue living like that in the West. Inflation is only gonna get worse, okay? What's gonna happen, guys, is that you guys are gonna be working overtime. You're gonna be working 2, maybe 3 jobs, and you're not gonna have money for anything, okay? My honest advice for, you know, you guys out there who are struggling to make a living in the West, my advice for you, okay? do one of two things, okay? Either do what I did, live in a car, work your ass off 15, 16 hours a day, making $200 a day, delivering fucking pizza. That's what I did to get MGTOW TV off the ground, if you guys remember a couple of years ago, okay? Now, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. If it wasn't for MGTOW TV, I'd be a truck driver. Guys, becoming a truck driver is pretty much the best way for you to make lots of money, quick money, and not have to deal with the bullshit of going to work, having a boss, or dealing with some bitch at work. You're not 95% of the time, guys. Look at all the mountains behind me, guys. Look at all the mountains behind me, okay? See that? See that, guys? I got mountains behind me, okay? So, what I was telling you guys, become a truck driver. And the reason why you want to become a truck driver is so you can make lots of money. Now, making $40,000, $50,000 a year as a truck driver may not seem that much for America, but for Colombia, that's fucking a lot. Here in Colombia, you can buy a decent apartment here in Colombia for about $45,000, okay? My phone has a... I'm not worried about the phone getting wet. I'm worried that the water might deactivate the camera, you know, because when water rains down like that, it might hit, you know, the record button, which is now the stop button, and make this video pretty much pointless. But we're done with that. So again, look behind me, guys. Look at all the mountains. It's so nice and cool and pleasant up here. It's August, you know, in Florida, it's 100 plus degrees, 200% humidity. And look, I'm here in Colombia, enjoying great weather, great food. Guys, it's actually cheaper. Well, I don't want to say it's cheaper. Guys, I can eat really good here in Colombia out for the equivalent of $9 American, okay? For the equivalent of $9, maybe $10 at the most, I can eat burgers, pizza. I know you guys are gonna say, Amr, that's unhealthy as fuck. That's why I'm on early stat and shit like that for fat loss. But you know, this is not the point of, you know, me going on a fat loss journey, okay? Point of this video is to show you guys just how amazing Colombia really is. It's hella cheap, okay? You know, Nomad Capitalist, he's holding one of his conferences here in Colombia. Guys, Colombia is amazing, okay? You don't have to worry about crime here like you would as in Mexico. Most Colombians keep to themselves, you know, they mind their business. So you really don't have to worry about, you know, cartels coming after you or shit like that, you know? As long as you don't walk into bad areas and you stay in good neighborhoods, you'll be fine, man, okay? And again, you guys know me, I'm not a fan of big cities. I'm a fan of smaller places, okay? I don't like hustle and bustle. I don't like the big city because I find the people in the big city to be very, very impersonal. And again, nothing wrong with that. I just don't like the feel of the big city. This is why I prefer smaller places like Bucaramanga and Guatapé or San Cristobal in Mexico. I just like nice small places because it's cheap, it's easier to make friends over there, and being able to fuck hot women is a lot easier in smaller towns. Because in the big towns, you know, when you go to a big town like this, I'm sorry, when you go to a big town like Bogota, Medellin, the women there, they have so many options and so many people chasing after them that they're simply gonna forget about you, okay? But in a small town, you know, the woman, they're gonna be more attentive to you in the smaller town. Hola, señor. Bueno, es bueno, bueno. The park is gonna close at 5:30, so I have about 20 minutes or so left before I have to get the hell out of here. But right now I have the park to myself, guys. I love it. I love being here, man. So the name of the place is Chicamocha National Park. To get to Chicamocha, guys, you take the road from Bucaramanga to San Gil. It's a road, it's not a highway, it's a road. I honestly don't think they even have highways in Colombia. I think it's all like roads, you know, going all over the place. So I rented a motorcycle, and I'll be telling you where you guys can rent motorcycles from if you come to Colombia, especially if you go to Medellin. I highly suggest you rent a motorcycle, not a car, because you get to go to a lot of places with the motorcycle, especially if you rent one of those off-road bikes, like the one I have. I'll show it to you, okay? So, why you want to do retarded jobs in America and not be a doctor, not be a lawyer? You guys have to remember, America is a very, very toxic country, okay? America is extremely toxic, okay? Especially because of women. You don't wanna deal with women, okay? This is why you wanna get your money right. You wanna come to a place like Colombia. Look, feminism is all over the world, okay? Women are working, okay? The girl that did my teeth, she's a girl. And she did an amazing job. Guys, you need to understand, man. Something is wrong with American woman, okay? Just because a woman works doesn't necessarily mean she's a toxic, horrible piece of shit. That's not really true at all. Personally, I would not get with a woman that has a career, but I'd hire one because, you know, the restaurant I was at, you know, it was owned by an American in Bucaramanga. It's called Bandido. He hires exclusively women to run the place because women are Drexel. You know, Drexel from the MGTOWN podcast, he would say that women are German shepherds. You know, they will do whatever their master tells them to do. So if I ever open another restaurant, I'm going to hire women to run the place and have a bunch of men do the cooking, and the woman manager would be like, okay? So, yeah, for people like me who wanna be the boss, yeah, hire women. They're not gonna compete with you. They're not gonna talk back. They're not gonna wanna raise. They're not gonna give you any sort of trouble whatsoever if you hire a woman, okay? So, like I said, nothing wrong in particular with women working. The problem is America is just a fucking toxic country, guys. America, real talk, okay? America is a fucking toxic country. You gotta get the hell out of America. I want to show you the back of this place, okay? I want to show you all the mountains. Look at all the clouds in the mountain, all the smoke. Look at that, guys. So freaking beautiful, man. I got the park to myself. Everybody's leaving. We probably have maybe 20 more minutes before they really kick us out. So, man, get your money from America. Come here, maybe open a business. Guys, for you to open a restaurant that's if you'd open like a restaurant that can seat 50 people, you're looking at $20,000. Guys, that's nothing. Heck, me delivering fucking pizza, I don't make $20,000, but if I decide to do that shit full time and actually work like I did back in my MGTOW early days, yeah, I can make $20,000 a year doing DoorDash, working, you know, 10, 11 hours a day. You can make that money doing fucking you can do that money being a truck driver in probably half a year. Guys, they're outside of being retarded like Bitch Pill or a midget like Yogi Obes and you can't reach the pedal. No person in the West has an excuse not to be where I am today. You got, look at the mountains. Look at the smoke behind us. Look at how beautiful it is, guys. Imagine this. You're in a river. Well, granted, it's an aqua park. You're in an aqua park, you know, 5,000-6,000 feet up above the sea, surrounded by mountains. Come on, man. I actually ate at the restaurant in the park. $9, man. $9 and some change. Burgers and fries, and they gave us free plantains. I think they're saying they're about to close. So, I honestly have no idea what to tell you guys. I mean, it's not that hard at all to make money in the West. Make your money in the West. Move out of your mother's fucking basement. Come to Colombia. Open a business. Maybe buy a couple of apartments for $50,000, $60,000. Put them on Airbnb. Guys, I honestly don't know what to tell anybody out there anymore. If you're living in the West, you have a brain, and you're not a midget like Yogi Obes, you can make money. I mean, anybody here can drive DoorDash. Anybody here can drive truck. Why are you guys not doing that, okay? Do that. Get your money from there. Take it to Colombia. You will be fine. Colombia is not corrupt. There is corruption. I mean, every country has corruption. But Colombia is not that bad at all. Get yourself a decent lawyer. Get people you can rely on. You will be fine in Colombia, guys, if you try to open a restaurant, okay? I'm going through another waterfall. I do this because it might turn off the camera, you know? I don't want a drop of water to hit the off button.